أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لعمرك إنهم لفي سكرتهم يعمهون فأخذتهم الصيحة مشرقين فجعلنا عاليها سافلها وأمطرنا عليهم حجارة من سجيل إن في ذلك لآيات للمتوسمين وإنها لبسبيل مقيم إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 73 to 77 of Surah Al-Hijr. The discussion is the people of Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam to these people. They disobeyed the commandments of Allah and they engaged in the most heinous and the most shameless act of sodomy and homosexuality. Lut alayhi salatu wassalam reminded them for a long period of time, and now their arrogance had also increased. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent the angels to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam to give him the glad tidings of a son, and the same angels were assigned by Allah ta'ala to destroy the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ مُشْرِقِينَ. These angels had come, the people didn't realize that they were angels because they were in human form. They made their approaches to these angels, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةُ. One sayha, sayha refers to a cry, a screeching sound, an unbearable sound, and all of that happened mushriqeen, at the time of sunrise. In other words, at that time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them. Allah Rabbul Izzat had commanded these angels to tell Nuh Lut alayhi salam, take your people and leave the vicinity, leave the area, leave the city, and do not look back. People will walk in front, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam will walk behind, of course, besides his wife. Then Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَا عَالِيَهَا سَافِلَهَا, that we made the uppermost part of the city, the bottommost. In simple language, we turned the city upside down. Now we discussed this in Surah Hud also, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had commanded Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam to lift this entire city and take it up towards the sky and turn it upside down. Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam fulfilled the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It comes in the narration to such an extent that if there was a glass filled with water right up to its brim, he brought it up so straight that even a drop of water would not drop out of that glass, and then he turned it upside down. On the other hand, Allah says, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن سِجِّيلِ, and then we stoned upon them stones of clay. And in the ayat of Surah Hud, that the names of the individuals were written on the stones, and those stones came directly for those individuals. So here there was actually one azab of the sayha, the screeching, screaming sound. On the other hand, the lifting of the city, turning it upside down. And when we say it's turning it upside down, means with all its inhabitants, with all its contents, with all its buildings, everything was turned upside down. And then the third azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was the rain of stones. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil lil mutawassimin. Allah says that in that are many signs for the mutawassimin. Mutawassim refers to a person who ponders, a person who deliberates, a person that can see these signs of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and immediately turn towards Allah. A person by the signs of Allah begins to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is an extended meaning to this word mutawassimin, as we find in the hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min. One is the firasa of a mu'min, in other words, the inner sight of a believer. Through that iman, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted, that light of Iman that Allah Ta'ala has granted, they are those individuals that through that they may be able to see, not with the eyes on the face, on the head, but that eyes of the heart, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants them, that they are able to see, realize, recognize, and they begin to see realities that others cannot see. Why we should fear them? فَإِنَّهُ يَنْظُرُ بِنُورِ اللَّهِ For certainly they see through the noor that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted them. So here mutawassimeen has the meaning of to deliberate. It has the meaning of to see with that light that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted a person. وَإِنَّهَا لَبِسَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ Allah Ta'ala now addresses the people of Makkah Mukarramah that certainly that this is on the straight road, سَبِيلٍ مُقِيمٍ and it will actually mean the highway, the tarafe. The people of Makkah Mukarramah, they used to travel towards Syria, today currently Jordan and the other areas, and they used to pass by the dwelling and the inhabitants of the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, or rather the remains. And what remains there is water, such water in which there is nothing that can exist, nothing, no life can survive. That is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed it. So when a person goes past, a person sees this, and one begins to realize, and one begins to understand this Qudrat, the power and the might of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We can be nations together, but when we disobey Allah Rabbul Izzat, such can be the azab of Allah. Inna fi dhalika la'ayatan lil mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that certainly that is a great sign. That is a great sign for those who believe. Now here Allah ta'ala uses the word mu'min, and there Allah ta'ala uses the word mutawassimeen. For mutawassimeen ayat, those who have insight, they will see many signs. They will see many signs of the greatness of Allah. But you have Iman, you will at least see the one sign, and that is the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.